Quando eu vou fazer o meu projeto de lei ao criado, eu vou fazer o meu projeto de lei ao criado. Eu vou fazer o meu projeto de lei ao criado. Eu vou fazer o meu projeto de lei ao criado. Eu vou fazer o meu projeto de lei ao criado. Eu vou fazer o meu projeto de lei ao criado. Eu vou fazer o meu projeto de lei ao criado. Eu vou fazer o meu projeto that if you do something wrong, don't go and tell somebody else that can be set up. Why? Because as Priyama, that person who you told, if he can come here to support me, it is what he has arranged to do. If he can come here to be compulsory to support me, it is what he has arranged to do. So you told him, I did such and such a thing. And Priyama, he has to stand in front of Allah as a witness and say, Allah, that person did such and such a thing. So whatever you did, keep it to yourself. Whether it is good or whether it is not, keep it to yourself. Why? If it was good, and you then spoke and boasted about it, and I mentioned that it is like that person who planted something on top of a little bit of sand in the front of a rock. Normally when the wind blows and then dust, you will see on the rock some sand form, some dust form. So you took that sand and you decided to plant it to your thing. And what happened? When the first rain came, it was full of. That is the example Allah of the Blessed. You do something good, and then what happens is, you boast about it. It is like that the rain coming down and washing the cold away from school.
Kutila Ashabul Ukhdud, the people of the trench were killed. Al-Nadidatil Waqood, by a fire that was raging, a raging fire. Irhum alayha Waqood, people were sitting and watching what was happening. Wahum ala ma yaf'aluna bil mu'minina shuhud. They were bearing witness as to what was being done to those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same condition that is happening today is the same thing that used to happen at that time. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ They were not being punished إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ Excepting for the reason that they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is most exalted, most praised. They believed in Allah and people punished them for it. In today's time, the people of Burma are going to do the same thing. The people of Syria are going to do the same thing. The people in Iraq, the people in Yemen, the people in various areas of the country, Allah has mercy on them. Under the ayah, there is a very interesting story, but I show people what things of crocodiles are. Who is going to be in Kenya? It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said amongst the Bani Israel, amongst those people who were here before you. What had happened was a magician became old. And in his old age, he then went to the king and he said, O king, kaburat sinni, I have become old. You see, old people, they don't know. So he went and he said, you have now reached old age and I need somebody to replace me. So the king appointed a young boy who they found to be somebody of intelligence. He was a sharp boy. So they decided, all right, that's the boy that is going to replace you. So take him to your place and go and teach him everything that you know. So he agreed and they went to the place. Every day this boy had to walk from his house to the place of the magician. And then he would go and attend his class or whatever the case might be. On his way there one day, he came across a pious person. He came across a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Various riwayat have different names of the person that was saved. The boy went and he saw the person either performing salat or he was speaking at the time. The boy listened to what he had to say and he was affected by that. And his heart was affected by what he was listening to. And from there he would then go to the magician. Then he came to the magician, he went to go learn what he had to learn, and then on his way back home, he would stop again by the pious person and listen to him again and take some lessons from him and then go home. So what happened was, when he used to reach home, he was late, he used to get tired at home. And when in the day when he had to go to the magician, he was late, he used to get tired in there. So he came to the pious man and he said, just today I stop and I listen to you, but when I go that side I'm in trouble, when I go that side I'm in trouble. So then he told him, alright, when you go to the magician, then tell him the people at home get me a bit later. And when you go home, then just say the magician get me a bit later. So both sides accepted the story and that's how his life carried on. And with that, his iman increased, he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The town did not believe in Allah. But this boy eventually believed in Allah. And he learned more about Allah Rabbul Izzat and he learned more about the deen of Allah. And then a point came, one day when they were walking in the street, when he now knew sufficient and he knew enough, and he was well versed as far as deen is concerned, he then came to a point where there was some big animal that was laying in the street and everybody was afraid to go past the street. They were afraid to go past it or to go near it. And the boy thought to himself, this is my opportunity. And he picked up a stone. And loudly he said, that oh Allah, whatever the pious person has been teaching me all along, if that is the truth, then make a means and a way for the people. And he throws the stone and he kills them. And with that, he drew the attention of everybody who was standing around. And with that, the word went around in the town until it reached the king to say that this boy has forsaken your religion and he is now a Muslim. So the king told him. Before that, the pious person told him, if you get caught, then don't tell them I do it. But nevertheless, the boy came, he was brought to the king. King told him, I'm sending you for lessons to that man, you end up doing just what is going on. So he says, no, I believe in Allah of the man. I believe in the oneness of Allah and I do not believe in him. And I do not believe that this magic is the truth. What that the king decides that this boy needs to be killed. He will be killed. So he orders a few of his court people and they take him up on a mountain. He tells them, take them up on the mountain and throw him down. They go up on top of the mountain, Allah Rabbul Izzat causes the mountain to shake, the people fall down, the boy comes back walking down. And he comes back to the court of the king. The king, finding out what happened, he then says, send some people with him on a boat to go and drown him. So they take this little boy out on the sea with the boat. Allah Rabbul Izzat brings about waves, he takes the rest of them, he comes back to the shore unharmed. And like this, they try to kill him under different conditions than they could have. So the king is lost, he doesn't know what to do. So the boy tells the king, if you want to kill me, then gather the entire town, the demons stand together. And then you make me stand on a place and let somebody with an arrow, one of your
archers,
let him shoot me in my right ear, in ear. But before he shoots me, he must say that I am shooting this boy in the name of the Lord of the boy. So the king agrees. So the entire town is gathered.
And the architect came and he said, بِإِسْمِ رَبِّ هَذَا الْغُلَامِ, in the name of the Lord of this boy. And he shoots the arrow and that causes the boy to, the arrow goes through here by his ear and it causes him to die. He collapses and he dies. The town sees it and the people say, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَذَا الْغُلَامِ, we believe in the Lord of that boy. We believe in the Lord of that boy. On that point, the king then tells his people to dig a trench. The fire is made in the trench. The fire is made in the trench. And all those who said that they believe in Allah and they don't believe in the king are made to jump into the fire. Qutila ashabul ukhdud. The people of the trench were killed. And that is what it was. By the fire that was raging. إِلْهُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ يَسْتَكِمْ بِهِ وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ, and witnessing what they were doing to those who believe in Allah. It is mentioned that as the people were made to get into the fire, you believe in Allah, jump. And they jump. A mother came with her child. Of the few children that had spoken on the face of the earth when they were infants, babies, this was one of them. The mother came with the child, and she got the child in her hand, and they say, if you believe in Allah, jump. And she got the child in her hand, and she doesn't know what to do. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives the child the power to speak, and the child says, oh mother, you see a fire in front of you, and I see them now. So this tested elder and friend, a person will be tested with your demand. Person will be tested. And the various conditions. Some people under difficulty, some will be under peace. And the requirement is for us to remain steadfast. After that whole few verses are finished, when Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ, that remember, when Allah catches hold of you, it is very severe. So Allah allowed them to do what they wanted to do. But by the end of it all, Allah says that when Allah then decides to catch, it is on the severe. So we make dua that we end up on the right side of Allah. Subhanallah. More than likely tomorrow night they will look, the moon was born today at 1 o'clock, right? So by Muslim time it wasn't really possible to see it. And we didn't see the moon anywhere else also. I got news from Malaysia today, they said the Eid is on Wednesday, Makkah announced Eid is also on Wednesday. So tomorrow night we will look for the moon. They don't have to look for the moon because they're fasting 7 days old. Tomorrow is our 29th day. So, not the time, we will obviously go and look for the moon. If the moon is lighted, then Eid will be on Wednesday. We have requested in the Jumu'ah that anybody who's got some special wishes and stuff must come forward. But unfortunately, until now, nobody did so. So, more than that, we will be able to ask the coach. If somebody is unhappy, they can let us know.
Ashura after Fajr, after Peter Salat of the Hajj, whatever Ashura, the season will be taken better. We will use the Hijra or we'll use the Masjid.
The Salat, we have set the time, inshallah, that the talk will start at 8 o'clock and the Salat will start at 20 past 6. And we have been reminded again that it should be prompted to be requested. Everybody should try to be early in the morning. Now we go to the